The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it. Cheese and Pickle.
Hey Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and t-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Sergei Lavrov, a big deal. Russian chap, Ukrainian chap, is throwing a very exclusive party at the Henley Regatta. I have paid a substantial amount of money to get the inside track on this chap, and my man came up with his chink, and he's a massive, massive Michael Barrymore fan. Strike it lucky, you know. All white! And I vaguely remember him. He was sort of slightly unhinged, but palatable chap. But anyway, I got through to his people by pretending to be his agent. And of course, they sort of had kittens about this and wanted to book him. So I have gotten into this party, but this is where you come in, Rog. I need you to pretend to be Michael Barrymore. And we have to reenact an episode of Strike It Lucky. Now, look, the thing is I know that you won't have to actually do that, because by the time I've chatted to Sergei Lavrov, you know, he'll bite my hand off with the information I have. He needs me more than I need him, but he just doesn't know that yet. Anyway, I hope that's all right. It'd be a huge, huge favour at some time next week. All right. Thanks, Rog. I'll speak soon, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Thanks for your last message. So if I've got that right, Sergei Lavrov is a big Michael Barrymore fan, and you pretended to be Barrymore's agent, and you want me to impersonate Barrymore. I think I remember him. He was shut that door. He was the one that couldn't pronounce his W's. So it was all white at the back, and that is that colour is green, I think. All right, well, tell me more. In my news, Claire has granted me a divorce, which is great news, because she's promised me a sum of £5,000 in the settlement, which, I mean, on the surface isn't much, you know, for 20 year marriage, but I mean, £5,000 at the moment, mate, is absolute music to my ears. I'm in the benefits office at the moment, and I've got a good mind to go and tell them to stick it up their arse, you know, but I won't do that, because I've done that sort of thing before, and I've had my fingers burnt quite badly, so I won't say anything yet. Yes. So, all right. So let's talk a bit about this. Should be great. All right. Bye.
Nice to see you. Nice. Hello, Rog. $5,000. $5,000. That's amazing. You've That's really good. So she's obviously buying you out or paying you off, or there's some sort of arrangement going on. But look, mate, I think it's probably time you and I sat down and, you know, because you've been around the block and I want to give you, you know, an opportunity to invest in the Silk Route thing. So, you know, I think this is the time to have that discussion. And I think you go in and tell Tracy at the benefits office to stick it where the sun don't shine, mate. You know, because, you know, your worm is turning. So the regatta's the day after tomorrow, and they're desperate to meet Michael, but I said how shy you are and how you'd rather just stay in the Saburu until the show. They've actually built a Strike It Lucky set. They've been in touch with Pinewood apparently and had it all built, and all the different guests have paid a huge amount of money to be the contestants. So it's going to be great. So day after tomorrow, and I'll come and get you in the Saburu. Okay, mate. Brilliant. What?
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. What do points make? Prizes. I'll be honest, I don't really know that many of Michael Barrymore's catchphrases. And I don't really know how he sounds. So I'd have to do some research on him to if you want me to do it, to impersonate him. And at the moment, I can't look at any footage of him on my computer because that has broken and I can't afford to get it fixed. So I've got no internet. And also, I thought you just wanted me to meet Sergei and just sort of say hello. You know, I'm Michael Barrymore or White, that sort of thing. I didn't know that you'd want me to actually do a whole game show and that they built an entire set. That's a little bit more intimidating. Anyway, day after tomorrow is okay, but that doesn't give me a lot of time to really get Barrymore down. So also the day after that, I'm signing the papers for the divorce, so I'll be receiving the money. So yeah, I may actually go into the benefits office and tell Tracy to stick it up her bum, because the stress they put me through over the last year or so has been unbelievable. That's not your problem. And Silk Route investment, you know, tell me more. Okay, mate, speak soon, bye-bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Keep out of the black and into the wed. Nothing for this game for two in a bed. That's not Barrymore. That is Bullseye. But it's a game show catchphrase. So I've been out and about this morning and been into an internet cafe, and I spent £1.20 to use the Google and typed in Barrymore's name. And I'll be honest with you, some rather unsavoury stuff comes up when you type his name into Google. He's clearly had a torrid time. I don't know how he's getting on now, but it doesn't... He's been through the mill, that one. I managed a little bit of research on him. I've got a few phrases down. As I say, all white at the back, and British Racing Green. But I'm not sure it's going to sustain a whole reconstruction of an episode of Strike It Lucky, because I don't know how I would be interacting with Sergei, as a pretend guest on the show. I don't know if I've got that in me, you know. And in other news, I went into the benefits office, buoyed by your remarks, and I told Tracy to stick her benefits, and I've come off them, you know, safe in the knowledge that in a couple of days' time I'm going to have £5,000. You know, it's a pride thing, really. I don't want to be signing on, but I don't have any choice. But now I do have a choice, so this will be my last benefits check, and then the 5,000 should see me through until I get a job. Okay, mate. Brilliant. Speak soon.
All right. Hi, Rog. It's Bri. Yeah, so I've just been in contact with Lavrov's gang. They're really excited about tomorrow night and having Michael Barrymore in person. So great that you've been working hard on the research and the YouTube and refining that. My concern is that if they see you, they'll realise that that you're not Michael Barrymore. So what I have told them is that Michael always wears a large black cloak and hood and doesn't want to be spoken to until after the show. So if we have you in that, and I will speak on your behalf when we sort of meet them, then you'll stay in the car in the Subaru, and then I will go into the party and mingle. I'll locate Sergei and then say, look, by the way, I've got a few other... Anyway, I don't want to bore you with that, but it will be some business things. He will be extremely excited about that, and we will move on a pace. And then the big show. So I will then come out, and that will give be your cue to go on to the Strike It Lucky set and do the show. It will be very brightly lit, and if you rattle through it, it's half an hour, possibly do the stuff where you fall over walls and flirt with old ladies and that kind of thing, and before you know it, they'll be clapping. We get in a Subaru and we're off. Hope that's clear, mate. All right, so I'll pick you up, and then yeah. All right on the night.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. All white at the back. What is a hot spot? Not a good spot. What is wasting ween? I'm telling you what. I've seen quite a lot of Barrymore footage now, and he was hilarious. He was hilarious. It's a shame. All that stuff happened. He lived quite a traumatic personal life. But I think that's the tears of the clown, isn't it? That's the other side of the coin, the bits that we don't see, reserved for friends and family, I suppose. But great, yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it now. Actually, I think I can probably get my way through an episode of Strike It Lucky. Yeah, I don't be home too late, though, because obviously... Big day the next day, signing the divorce papers and getting my money. So, yes, there we go. And after that, we can talk Silk Route investment, if you're still up for that. Okay, mate, looking forward to this one. Bye-bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm back at Anne's. I can't walk. Listen, I don't think you should do any more work with Lavrov and the rest of his filthy crew. I jumped out with the cloak on as Barrymore, as instructed, and they just stared at me. And so I said, all white at the back, and it didn't seem to make any difference. So they pulled the cloak off. And I said, all white at the back, British Wasting Queen, and they just like kept staring at me. And then they grabbed hold of me and they took me to the front of a boat, and they tied me to the front of the boat like that, you know, an old wooden mascot from a pirate ship, and then pulled my toenails off. Oh, I can't walk. And then I tried to find you, but I couldn't find you, and I had no money, so I had to try and get back to Epsom. I couldn't bloody walk because my feet hurt so much. I eventually got back to Epsom and to the solicitor's office with these socks covered in blood, and I was still wearing the cloak. And then when I got there the next morning, the solicitor told me that Claire had
gone home half an hour before and I was too late and that the deal was off, so now I've got no bloody money. And I've come down to the, I've got to get down to the benefits office and I can't get down to see Tracy to reinstate my benefits because I can't bloody walk. What? No, thanks, Anne. No. No. She's trying to give me some corned beef. I don't want any corned beef. So I just wondered, Brian, if you could come round and pick me up and take me down to the benefits office. Because otherwise I've got no money. I've got no bloody money now because I don't know if Claire's going to... Oh, but please don't think twice about working with those people. All right, mate. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Look, it was just it was an absolute fucking nightmare, to be honest, mate, with Sergei. I did eventually get to his table. I'm not sure what his translator was passing on, but they were all half cut, they were pissed as farts, and they just kept asking me if Michael will do the yodeling. And I said, yep, he'll do the fucking yodeling, and then they started to really piss me off, actually. They just weren't taking on board what I was trying to say, so I said that I know that Michael Barrymore thinks that they're all just vodka-swilling rent boy cunts, and I don't think that particularly landed either. I don't think they were listening, really. So I buggered off. No, sorry, mate. I was in such a fucking foul mood that I forgot that you were going to do the strike it lucky and all that. So, yeah, no, I won't be seeing them again. It's a real shame about the $5,000, mate. I really had something lined up for you there. I can't get you to the benefits office. I seem to need the Subaru back. They're going drag racing. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.